Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Just one thing I wanted to say, that this, we don't keep the Bhagavad Gita like this. It should be up a little higher. You can tell the others, they can learn also. You should know and learn. Another thing, this boy shouldn't sit with his feet like this. There are many things we should learn, how to perform our bhakti. When we do kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna, first we have to chant Prabhupada's pranam mantra and then Panchatatra Maha mantra. So these are all details of devotional service that we should know. We have to know how to perform devotional service in a manner that is pleasing to Krishna. The basic point of Krishna consciousness is to understand that Krishna is a person. He is the supreme person. He doesn't like to listen to the lecture. Dhani Krishna doesn't like to listen. So, that Krishna is a person means he has certain likes and dislikes. And we should deal in with him in a manner that is pleasing to him. So he's a very great person. There's certain protocol to be followed in relationship to him. Of course, we hear of how Mother Yashoda ties Krishna up. That is on a level of pure love. At the present stage, we have to approach Krishna according to certain rules and regulations. And then we can gradually develop a loving relationship with him. So the most important thing is to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But there are other points also to be understood and followed. So you please try to understand this basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And all these other points, which are actually, most of them are points of traditional Indian culture, which unfortunately is becoming lost nowadays. So one of the purposes of the Krishna Conscious Movement is to revive that traditional Indian culture, especially that Vaishnav culture. This Pangya Desham is a great area of Vaishnav culture. People must still know that this is Pangya Desham.
After Madurai is Pangya.
Yeah. So this is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited all the holy places in this area. He visited the Shiva temple at Tilakanchi, which is, means Tenkasi.
Tilakanchi?
Tilakanchi, it's mentioned. That's the original Sanskrit name, now known as Tenkasi. That may be in your... that may be one derivation, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita it's written as Tilakanchi.
Tilakanchi, same
place. Tenkasi. And bathed in the Tamrapani. So this is all mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here. You are so fortunate. Gora Mara Jeshavasthane Karalo Bhakata Karalo Gora Mara Jeshavasthane Karala Bhakata Rangi Sheshavasthane Hare Bhavami Pranaya Bhakata Sangi Karala Brahmana Rangi. It states that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that all the places that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, I also want to visit in the association of loving devotees. So this area is already blessed by the presence of so many great personalities who come here, Ram, Lakshman, Jatayu, and Shiva Mahadev has come here, Gajendra Moksha Tirtha, so Tamrapani River, so many holy places. And all the more fortunate because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to us. But unfortunately now people are forgetting that culture. They're becoming more interested in the American culture. But that is very degrading. We have come here running away from that. But it's chasing us. The tentacles are going all over the world. So that now you'll find even in the remote village in the hills of Tamil Nadu, they have the modern TV and everything. Maybe not exactly American films, but maybe Tamil film, but the ideas are coming, all the degraded ideas. I dare you, you must have some word in Tamil, no?
Everyone knows idea.
Huh?
Everyone knows idea.
Is it?
Certain words are different.
So actually this is not, we don't exactly blame America, this is Kali Raja. You don't know Kali Raja here? It means the personality of Kali.
Kali Purushan.
So we have to bring the antidote for Kali Yuga. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalona, Stevana, 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 Yata. Despite so much bad influence, still people in India are that much pious, they still, many of them have much, some inclination towards this. So, you are fortunate enough to have the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So please take this up and continue it very seriously. I have nothing new to say about this. The process of Krishna consciousness is very simple and pleasing. So you please continue with that. I have nothing new to say, but I have something new to present. New for you. I don't think any Russians ever came to Purva Chatram before, is it? Purva Chatram.
He's Latvian.
His mother's from South Korea, or his father, but he's Latvian citizen. So these are the first real Russians that ever came here. Although they're not real Russian. Yeah. Genuine Russians drink vodka and eat meat. These are Vaikuntha Vasis. They've come actually not from Russia but from Vaikuntha. But they're now traveling around South India, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, doing very wonderful service. So you can be very thankful to them. That they're doing this wonderful service. So we'd just like to introduce them. He is now doing translation from English to Russian for the others is Gauranga Prabhu. He's actually been in our movement for I think about more than 10 years, is it? How many? 7, 8, 9 years. 9 and a half, yeah. He was practicing Krishna consciousness in Russia as a brahmachari in the ashram, and now he's coming. And next to him is Goswamiji, Sanatan Goswami Das. Before I said Gauranga Das, but I hope you all know who Gauranga is.
Gauranga Das.
Who is Gauranga? Who can say? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu! Ki Jai! Jai Gaur Shri Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. So this is Gauranga Das, and next in line is Sanatan Goswami Das. So who knows who Sanatan Goswami is? This is Sanatan Goswami Das. So he's not Sanatan Goswami, he's Sanatan Goswami Das. Yeah, he's principal disciple. Rupa and Sanatan are the principal followers. Yeah, so she got it right. What's she saying? Oh, that story of the touchstone. Yeah, there's one night, you know that from Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sanatana Goswami was one of the principal followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many wonderful stories about him. He was actually the prime minister of the Muslim king of Bengal. And then he told the Nawab, the king, the Nawab, I want to resign and go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the king said, you became crazy. He locked him up in prison and said, you can come out when you agree to be the king again, to be the prime minister, because he didn't want him to run away. So Sanatana Goswami bribed the jailkeeper who released him. And he ran away dressed like a fakir.
Fakir means Muslim Indian.
Yeah. You don't say fakir here?
No, here.
So, he got news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at that time in Varanasi. So he walked over the mountains from Bengal, long way. So he reached to the house where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Chandrasekhar, whose house he was staying in, that there's one Vaishnava at the door. You please call him in. Not Chandrasekhar Acharya, that's someone else.
Chandrasekhar.
There's two Chandrasekhars in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela.
Chandrasekhar
Chandrasekhar Acharya is his uncle who lives in Mayapur. And Chandrasekhar is another one in Varanasi. So he said, please call inside, there's one Vaishnava. So Chandrasekhar looked outside and he only saw one dirty looking fakir, because he'd just been traveling, walking, and no proper food, no shaving. So he came back and he said, there's no Vaishnav there. So Mahaprabhu asked, well, is there anyone there? He said, well, there's one dirty looking Muslim mendicant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you couldn't recognize, he's the greatest Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran outside and embraced him, and they were both crying in ecstasy. Vival, Prem Bhav. Prem Bhav, you can say, you don't say in Tamil?
Paravasa.
And Chandrasekhar was wondering, why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embracing this Muslim? So actually, Sanatana Goswami was a very great devotee. He wrote many books describing the nature of Krishna Bhakti. So this is Sanatana Goswami Das. He's doing the service of distributing Prabhupada's books. Following the tradition of Sanatana Goswami, Srila Prabhupada wrote so many books. So Sanatana Goswami Das is distributing the books for the pleasure of Sanatana Goswami. Now, next in line is Sadashiv Pandit Prabhu. You can see sitting in the corner. Sadashiv Pandit is the name of another intimate disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So some people might think that Sadashiv is a non-Vaishnava name. Especially in Tamil Nadu, there's traditionally a big divide between the Shaivas and the Vaishnavas. But actually Sadashiv means Vishnu. Shiva means auspicious. So actually Shiva is also a name for Vishnu, because Vishnu is auspicious. But Sadashiv is specifically a name of Vishnu. Because Lord Shiva, his name means auspicious, but sometimes he appears to be inauspicious.
He's acting like an auspicious.
He appears to be. For instance, he lives at the Smashan Ghat and is covered with ashes from the Smashan, and associates with boots and prates and so many. So that is his mercy to give them some kind of shelter. But Vishnu, he never gets involved in directly with such living beings. So he is called Sadashiva, always auspicious, with no touch of inauspiciousness. So Sadashiv Pandit was the name of another follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next, sitting in line here, is Dani Krishna Prabhu. You don't know what that name means. It's a name connected with a very joyful pastime of Krishna. That Krishna would sometimes prevent the gopis from passing through one area, carrying their milk. He would harass them in joy, in play. So from that Leela the name has come, Dani Krishna. So these devotees are traveling in South India and chanting the holy names and distributing Srila Prabhupada's book. And they also like to see all the wonderful places of traditional Vaishnava culture. We don't have big temples like that in Russia. There are many temples of ISKCON, but they're mostly, they're all converted houses or newly built houses like that. But it's quite a different atmosphere.
Here?
Well, between here and there. It takes two to be different. This is Vaishnava philosophy. Dvaitabhava, difference, two-ness. There's no difference in oneness. That's Mayabhava. Just like now it's May, and it's quite hot here. Not so hot actually, but it's much hotter in other parts of India now. But I arrived in Moscow once in May, and it was snowing. You don't know what snow is. Maybe you saw on the TV. That means it's below 0 degrees. Below freezing. It's damn cold. You can just say it's cold. Very cold.
Somebody else.
So, actually, India's, even by the climate, India is more suitable for spiritual life. You can travel here and there and visit different tirthams, sleep under a tree. So you're very fortunate to have this wonderful culture. Please take it up very seriously and welcome these devotees who have come here to practice this culture and to preach it also. Not to minimize the contribution of the local devotees also. Yeah. Although to you, Chandilya Rishi Prabhu appears to be like a businessman, but for so many years he was doing dedicated service in ISKCON, so he's a very dedicated devotee. You can't translate that because you're a Vaishnav. So you better translate it. Vaishnavs can't translate such things. My experience is that when you speak such things, they just change it. They say something the opposite. They say something like he's a Rakshasa or something like that. And Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, you can see how he's dedicating himself for preaching Krishna Bhakti here. So try to help them in their noble effort and take their advice in how to practice Bhakti Yoga and be happy in Krishna consciousness. Is it a good proposal? I think so. Amma. Is that how you say something? How do you say yes?
Amma.
Amma.
Am
is Sanskrit.
Am is some German, it's little. Colloquially, they don't say Am, they say Amma.
Amma.
Amma, yeah.
Am is pure Sanskrit.
Yeah, Amma is pure Tamil Amma.
Amma. Amma. So, Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
What's that? You're asking for questions? Yeah, then? Anything?
No.
Hare Krishna.